you don't have to be a good golfer at all to come and play in the World Am. You just want to play golf for 4 days in a golf tournament and have fun, sign up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 111th episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I am your host, as always, Adam, over at golfunfiltered.com. Follow me on Twitter, at golfunfiltered. Send me an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. Folks, I know that you all love to play golf as much as I do, and what would you think if I could tell you you have the opportunity to play golf with 3,400 other like-minded individuals in gorgeous Myrtle Beach, South Carolina? Well, you can certainly do that, and on the show today, I am welcoming Mr. Jeff Monday, the tournament director of one of the biggest, if not the biggest, amateur golf events in the world, the Myrtle Beach World Amateur. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm great, Adam. I hope you're well, and I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, and I love to talk golf tournaments, and I'm so excited to speak with you. And Jeff, as we mentioned before we got going here, you know, I've always heard about the Myrtle Beach World Amateur. I've never spoken with anyone that's tied to it, so this is a first for me as well. But before we get too far into it, Jeff, why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about your background and how you got involved with the tournament?
Yeah, it'd be great. You know, we're right here in Myrtle Beach. It's where the event's been for 34 years. And I actually moved down to the Myrtle Beach area about 17 years ago. Graduated from Coastal Carolina University, which is right here in our backyard, and have made this my home ever since. And so got into the golf business, booking golf packages with a local package company here, and just setting people up on trips when they come down with their buddies or their families. And so I did that for a few years, and then started working here at Myrtle Beach Golf Holiday, and just have a love for the game of golf. And you know, I really enjoy getting to play and tell people about and put people out on all of the great golf courses that we have here in Myrtle Beach. And so throughout my career in the golf business here, I've been able to do that, and specifically with the World Am now, you know, we're placing people on over 50 golf courses throughout the week. And so it's a great way to introduce the area to people. But, you know, here it's all about community between all the golf courses, all the hotel providers. And so we just really like to work together as a community here. And that's basically been my job ever since coming on board, is just running events and trying to find ways to introduce people to the area, put people out on the golf courses, introduce some beautiful Atlantic Coast area that we have here in Myrtle Beach.
That's awesome. And, you know, Jeff, one of the things I wanted to talk about is just the scope of this event. I mean, for the listeners here, and again, you're talking to a bunch of people that love to play in golf tournaments, a lot of gearheads, a lot of just golf nerds like myself. But, you know, the scope of this event is something that is just staggering. I mean, I gave a little tease in the beginning, and you even said the number of courses that are involved in this thing, over 50 courses?
Yes, over 50 courses. And, you know, and we can get into all the intricacies of it. But, you know, when we talk about golf tournaments, and we all love to get in and kind of test our game against other people and even just against ourselves and as we try to get better. But, you know, this event, this golf tournament brings something that no other tournament does on the planet. And that really is the size of it, the scope of it that you alluded to. And when you tee it up, on your first hole on Monday morning, which is, you know, we have a Monday to Thursday event. So when you tee it up round one, you may be in a group, a flight that only has, you know, 50 people in it. But you know that the main goal is I'm going to win my flight and I'm going to go compete against all the other flight winners. And out of 3,400 players, I'm the champion if you make that happen. And that's just not something that you can't get anywhere else. And so and with that size comes the ability that we have to really group people tightly by handicap. And so that's really something that people enjoy, is the fact that you're out there with people the same age, the same skill level. And so that's just a unique part of this tournament. And then obviously, you know, the number of courses that we have here on the Grand Strand, and anybody who's been to Myrtle Beach and played golf here knows that you don't drive very far without seeing a sign for a golf course or a fairway or a green. And so we have that in our backyard here, that we can put people out on so many great golf courses with so many different layouts. It's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, I remember my times in Myrtle Beach myself, looking at all those golf course signs. I love it out there. You know, Jeff, you kind of touched on how long the tournament's been around, and according to the website Myrtle Beach WorldAmateur.com, you know, this first started in 1984, and even then you had 684 participants, and it's grown exponentially since then to over 3,400. And you even mentioned kind of how you manage all of these golfers in this event. You group them by handicap, by age even, which is something that I wasn't aware of. But can you maybe talk a little bit more about, you know, how this tournament is actually run throughout the week? So you mentioned it's a Monday through Thursday event, but then kind of what happens after that point?
Right. So, since we have people who are very interested in the actual what most people think is boring parts of it, but leading up to the event, it's a handicap golf tournament for most people that play in it. We do have some gross divisions, so if you have scratch golfers that want to play, it's a great way to test your game against other scratch golfers. But for the most part, it's a handicapped event. So most of our time ahead of the event is starting around the 15th of August is going to be getting handicaps in, and then we actually evaluate that. We have a team of four guys here, and we will actually go through and do as much pre-work as we can, making sure people input the right information and that we have the right handicap index to start everyone off on. And we have some internal things that we do as well to kind of benchmark those handicaps and make sure that, just to be honest with you, we're using the lowest handicap that we possibly can. And the reason for that is that we just really want to make it the most fair and equitable golf tournament that we have. And so that way, we know that when we start off, everybody's on the right playing field. And then, we have in-store, PGA Tour Superstore is a great sponsor of ours, our official retail sponsor, and we actually do registrations in their stores all day Saturday and Sunday, so players are able to come in and pick up their gift bag. And we have an awesome welcome party. This year's going to be up at House of Blues in Myrtle Beach that will have live music and a bunch of random drawing prizes and drink specials and all that. And that kind of kicks off the week for us. And then Monday morning, all 64 of our flights will go out to their 32 golf courses for that day. They will play. We have 9 o'clock shotguns for every flight, so everybody gets done in plenty of time to go out and enjoy Myrtle Beach for the afternoon. And then we have our world's largest 19th hole each evening from Monday through Thursday at the Myrtle Beach Convention Center from 6 to 9. And I know we'll get into all that, but that's our large golf tournament party that we have each evening. And then we do that all over again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then all of our flight winners and ties go out Friday morning up to the Dye Club at Barefoot Resort. And we have a very special day for those individuals as they go out and try to take home the mantle of world champion.
That's amazing. And I definitely want to get into that world's largest 19th hole party. So let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, you had mentioned it happens every night during the tournament. And so this is kind of a good opportunity for people to kind of let loose.
That's exactly what it is. It is a very, very large golf party. And I say a golf party because, it still revolves around the fact that we're all golfers. We love golf. There's a ton of contests and everything like that that revolve around golf. But we have free food, 12 food stations from local restaurants, and a couple of ice cream stands that most people really enjoy.
Nice.
But, we've got places like Greg Norman's Australian Grill, Sam Snead's, Rio's Brazilian Steakhouse, and even down to like Chick-fil-A and Domino's that'll just be sitting in there slinging chicken sandwiches and pizza if that's what you want. So, we'll have seafood nights and everything else. So the food is awesome. We have 8 bars set up with open bar. So we'll have full liquor assortment, all red, white, and blush wines. And then we set up 4 beer bars as well. So we'll
Nice.
have everything. Michelob Ultra is a great sponsor of ours for your light beers. And then we'll have, we still haven't nailed down exactly what we'll have this year, but like last year, we're sitting there with things like Stella. We've had Goose Island draft. Everything's on draft. And we'll have about 5 or 6 different high quality draft beers for everybody. It's not, we're not sticking warm beer in front of you or anything like
Right,
that. It's
right.
really, we do it top notch because we want this to be something where people want to spend their time. So on top of the free food and the open bar, we have an indoor par 3. We have a 60-foot long putt, and on those we run contests each night. And we'll do a Thursday night thing where all of our nightly winners come in and play for $25,000. We have golden tee machines set up, pool tables set up. We have a main stage with instructors, and this year we'll have Charlie Reimer, Damon Hack, and Chantel McCabe in from the Golf Channel. So things like that are going on, and then we have a ballroom with seating for 700, the biggest bar in the building, a dance floor, and we have live music every night in there. So whatever you would want to do, it's going on. And like I said, you just go in, you grab a bite to eat, you go grab a drink. We got three sets of cornhole boards set up. If you want to go play
Wow.
cornhole with your buddies, go right ahead.
Nice.
If you want to hit in a simulator, test out clubs, do whatever you want, we have that as well. So, there's so much going on that I always say, if you can't find something you want to do in that place, I don't really want to talk to you. So it's a lot of fun, and a lot of people just go in and grab drinks and go sit in there, and whether they're with their wife, each participant gets a guest badge. You're more than welcome to bring someone with you at no additional cost, and you go in there and hang out and listen to music. It's an evening that would cost you a lot of money if you just go out and do it somewhere else. So we want people to spend their time together with us. From the golf standpoint of that, it's still our it's score central as well. We have massive leaderboards shown that go through all the flights. So if you're in the top 10 of your flight, you're gonna have your name flying high above the convention center with 4,000 people up there taking a look at it. And we have areas where we can check out. If you have any rules questions, handicap questions, and all that, we're there for you. And so it's just a really cool place to go hang out and enjoy each other's company. And I say each other, it's 3,000 of you that are down here with the same goal in mind, and you get to hang out. And we have people that make friends that literally last a lifetime.
That sounds like a blast. I mean, there's a lot there, and listeners, I'm sure you can get a good sense of just the party atmosphere that Jeff was talking about. And Jeff, you mentioned a few names of some well-known personalities that are going to be joining you this year, but you've also had some celebrities that have joined the World Am, and I understand that even Roger Clemens at one point came and played.
Roger Clemens has played for a few years. It's been a little while since he has been down, and but he played, his wife played. They both really enjoyed it. It was actually famously that his court date back in 2010, he had to do that on in the morning on Monday, and then he caught a plane, hopped down, and played the rest of the week at the World Am. So, but it. It just kind of speaks to, again, it goes back to the uniqueness of the event, that even if you're Roger Clemens and you can play golf anywhere you want at any point in time, you can't get that experience anywhere else. And so that's why you come down and play in
That's awesome, and that just shows some commitment from the Rocket there coming down to help out. You
Yeah,
know,
the media was quite on top of him at that.
I believe it. I believe it. You know, Jeff, we talked a lot, or a little bit, I should say, about some of the over 50 courses, and obviously there's over 100 courses in Myrtle Beach. But maybe talk a little bit about some of the courses that are included. And I'm looking at the course page now, and I've played at a few of these, including Indian Wells Golf Club, some of the Legends Golf Club courses. These are not just run-of-the-mill municipal golf courses. These are top-notch.
Absolutely. And it goes back to the community aspect of this. We have our absolute best golf courses that participate here. We'll have over 11 courses, over 11. I think we have 11 courses this year that we're using that have recently been ranked in a top 100 public course by one of the publications, major publications. And so those are things like, Caledonia was just listed on a as one of the two courses we have here is top 100 you can play. Caledonia Golf and Fish Club, True Blue Plantation, Tidewater Golf Club, Myrtle Beach National, Kings North, Grand Dunes Resort Club, Tiger's Eye Golf Links. All these are really, really Pauley's Plantation Heritage Club. These golf courses are highly rated really well-regarded golf courses within the entire golf community, and they're bucket list courses for people when they come down to Myrtle Beach. And we're just saying, hey, when you get your draw of courses, you very well may be playing one of those. And we have the unenviable task of separating which courses each course will or each flight will play. I say it's unenviable because it takes us about 2 days locked in a room to do
Oh,
it.
wow.
But we're very mindful of making sure that each flight plays courses that are overall for the four courses you're going to play of similar comparison as far as quality, distance from the center of Myrtle Beach, travel and things like that. And so, you're really set to play just an awesome week of golf down here. And like I said, for the price as well that you get your entry fee for, on top of that 19th hole, on top of the great gift bag and the 4 rounds of golf. So the fact is, we're giving you that at a price that it is really, really reasonable to come down and play some of these top-notch golf courses.
And on that point, I'm just amazed at that price. I mean, it's almost a no-brainer for anyone that is serious about their game and wants to get involved in such a great competition. I mean, talk a little bit maybe about what folks, let's say that I wanted to go and sign up to be a part of this competition. What can I expect to pay? And I understand that you've got a little you have a promotion running until about the 18th of this month.
We do. And May 18th is the last day for our early entry registration. So if you go to MyrtleBeachWorldAmateur.com, you can see what all is included there. And I just listed some of those things. But the entry fee right now is $525. And so that is going to get you your 4 rounds of golf, the 19th hole for you and a guest, all the prizes. We pay out top five of each flight. First place is a $600 PGA Tour Superstore gift card.
Nice.
That's anything really in the world of golf that you could want at that point, if you visit a PGA Tour Superstore, and you can use that online or the stores. And that goes down, but all the way through fifth place, which more than 10% of each flight will get those. We have awesome prizes throughout the week on the course and things like that as well. And then I will give away over $30,000 in random drawing prizes. We want everyone to walk away a winner, or as many people as can, to walk away a winner. So, and so all of that included, our gift bag is, you're going to get a Nex belt, which one of the best pieces of, accessories I've ever gotten.
Absolutely, yeah.
Greg Norman Collection is our apparel provider. You get a great polo and a outerwear piece from Greg Norman Collection. We've got a club glove and PGA Tour Superstore and other partners that are in that gift bag. So really quality items. The golf is obviously quality. The 19th hole we went over. And so for $525, we're able to attain our goal, which as a nonprofit marketing organization here in Myrtle Beach is really just to do that. Introduce people to Myrtle Beach, to the golf industry here, if you've never been here. And, if you have been here, we want you to have the time of your life, and we want you coming back every single year. So, that's our goal through this whole thing, is really just to bring in absolutely as many people as we can to love golfing in Myrtle Beach. And so that's how we're able to do it, is just to give everybody everything at absolute cost. And so it's a really big win for our players to be able to come in and do it at that cost.
It's a downright bargain. I mean, just the gift bag alone, I imagine, is worth a couple $100, and then you're getting 4 rounds of golf at some of the best courses that you'll ever play. And folks, I've played a few of these courses, and I'm telling you cannot find these courses really anywhere else. And for that price, I mean, it's a dream come true for a golfer that's interested in this type of competition. So Jeff, in the years that you've ran this tournament, and I know that you mentioned you've done it for a few, what's the most rewarding part of for you for running this tournament?
The most rewarding part for me is when I actually, we've started doing some other events throughout the year, and we're up to eight now. And when we did that, we're kind of reaching out to our internal database of golfers. So we'll run what we call small tournaments, which are 200 or 300 players, and we're able to interact with those people at a level that we can't when you have 3,400 right in front of you. And so really sitting down and talking to those individuals and hearing the stories of how they've been coming for 10, 15, 20 years to World Am, and getting to listen to what they have to say. The biggest thing for me is when they start rattling off names of people who they travel with, they spend time with outside, you know, holidays with their wives, people that they met at the World Am. That to me is probably the greatest thing I've ever heard. I hear that story a few times throughout the year from people of, you know, I've met some of my absolute best friends doing this. And the reason is we all have the same core love at that point, which is the game of golf. So when you get around people like-minded who are just absolute golf fanatics, who again are taking a week out of their year every year at the same time to come to Myrtle Beach and play in this golf event, which takes a level of commitment and dedication and somewhat nuttiness. And you come in and you're around people who just did the same thing. You love the game of golf. And, you know, you're competing against each other, but at the same time, you're just having fun together. And those really do create lifetime friendships. And that to me is the best thing I hear. And the other part about it is we Sunday afternoon, we always get these guys together. The number has dwindled in the 6 years or 7 years, however long I've been tournament director. This will be my seventh year. And it's gone down from what was 14 guys, and we're down to six now that have played every single year. And it's really special to sit down with these guys since 1984, the very first time it got played. And we still have a half dozen guys that have played every single year. And I just think about that, and it's absolutely baffling to me. And they're not the only ones, because even guys that have played 25 or 30 years, that's just crazy. But we have them. And you know what? It's the first thing they think of when it comes time to plan vacations for the year. And that is extremely rewarding for me.
That's awesome. I mean, right there, it just kind of shows the level of passion that people have for this tournament, especially those individuals that have played for decades, quite literally. It's just speaks to the uniqueness of this event as a whole.
Absolutely. And the other part about it is, you know, you don't have to be a good golfer at all to come and play in the World Am. You just want to play golf for 4 days in a golf tournament and have fun. We sign up, because, you know, we do flight it based on gender, age, and handicap. The ladies that play, we have 300 ladies that play in the golf tournament. It's one of the largest women's golf tournaments in the world, and it's just a portion of what we do. But, you know, that number continues to grow as ladies have continued to as that number gets larger, it invites more and more to come in. And in addition to that, you know, like I said, we're broken down by age and handicaps. You'll be playing against people similar skill level. And you know, the handicapping part of it, some people steer clear of handicap events because they feel like it's not going to be fair. Look, we spend all of our week, all of it, trust me, going through and just, I couldn't tell you how many handicaps we look up. And, you know, we've taken a lot of pride over the past 5 years and really, really, really tightening all that up to make sure that, well, we may have some issues for a few days, but they're going to get figured out, and people know that and they appreciate that. And you know, in addition to all of that, if you absolutely didn't even want to deal with the fact that you got to play by USGA rules and you can't pick it up from 4 feet when you think that's good and all of the above, we have a just for fun flight. I mean, just come down and play for fun, and you still get the gift bag, the 19th hole. We give the prizes away randomly instead of by top five. We make it an absolute blast for you just to come down. So if you want to put it in your pocket because you're sick of playing on the hole, it doesn't matter. Go right ahead. And so we have that available for you too.
That's awesome. That's all. I imagine that speaks pretty well to a few listeners, and you know, that just is really cool that you make that even an option in such an event. So good on you. You know, Jeff, I'm sold on this. How about you let our listeners know a little bit about how they can get registered for the World Am?
Yeah, just go to MyrtleBeachWorldAmateur.com. There's a register now button at the top. If you hover over that, it has a what's included drop down. That's the best place to go to get a synopsis of everything that's included in the entry fee. I beg you, if you have a question, just pick up the phone and give us a call. 1-800-833-8798. That number is on the website as well. You know, a lot of people don't want to pick up the phone and call anybody anymore because everything's available elsewhere. But you know, we still like to have the ability. It's such a unique event. There's so many different aspects to it. We always enjoy being able to answer those questions verbally. But MyrtleBeachWorldAmateur.com is the best place to go. Check it out.
Now, but I couldn't let you go. You know I love Myrtle Beach. I got to ask at least two questions. One, is Broadway at the beach still as fun as I remember it?
Absolutely. And it's probably getting more fun. We have a Dave and Buster's that just went in there where the Hard Rock Cafe used to be. The Hard Rock moved. We have a Dave and Buster's that's going in. Wahlburgers just went in. So it's getting better and better.
Nice, nice. And the second is, I'm not sure if you're a little Ocean Annie's down at the Sands Resorts. Are you familiar with that little sandbar?
Absolutely.
Love that place. I've gone there every time I've gone.
And if you went back this time, trust me, it hasn't changed.
I love to hear that. That's awesome.
I think that's probably, it's like the Twilight Zone over there. Every time I go back, it's the best place to go hang out by the beach. It really is.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mr. Jeff Monday. He's the tournament director of the Myrtle Beach World Amateur. Jeff, this was extremely informative, and thank you so much for coming on, and hopefully we can get some people to sign up for your tournament.
Adam, it's my pleasure. Hopefully we get you down to play in it sometime too.
And listeners, I will try to do that at some point, Jeff, believe me. Listeners, we will come back again a little bit later on in the week with another guest. Until then, this is your buddy Adam signing off.